Why Todd Owsley needs to go, and why no one should apply as Title IV intake officer for Bishops until he does. We recently raised a toast to the news that Todd Owsley is losing his role as the intake officer for Title IV clergy disciplinary complaints against bishops. But this is only a partial solution, and Todd Owsley needs to resign as head of the Office of Pastoral Development. And no one with a scrap of integrity should apply to the newly created intake officer position until Todd Owsley leaves. Background: Owsley is the bishop who heads the Office of Pastoral Development, OPD. As such, he is responsible for issues like diocesan elections, training new bishops, and more. He's also part of the team that reports to the presiding bishop. The new Title IV intake officer position was created after years of frustration with the OPD. Even before Owsley, the OPD routinely ignored all but the most egregious cases of Title IV. And it ignored the provisions of Title IV on a consistent basis. For example, the office typically even bothers to respond when a Title IV case is filed. As a result, complainants never learn the outcome of the case, and they cannot file a timely appeal. Nor does OPD provide the pastoral response mandated by Title IV in every instance when a complaint is made. Even worse, Todd Owsley has told Anglican Watch staff that the presiding bishop does not have the authority to tell bishops what to do. And yes, there are witnesses. But more importantly, that runs counter to the express provisions of Title IV. Nor are these relatively minor issues. Owsley is known to ignore documents cases of child sex abuse. He does not comply with the mandatory reporting laws. And he is famous for saying, "This remains a diocesan matter. Please do not contact me again." A prime example is the Wayne Hoogland debacle, in which Owsley, true to form, ignored those hurt by Hoogland's extramarital affair. But just as Tech rescued Owsley after his diocese in Michigan imploded, Owsley took damned good care of Episcopal bro Hoogland. This included raiding diocesan assets to reward Hoogland's misconduct with a golden parachute, and then, dumbass Owsley had the chutzpah to claim that. In other words, Todd Owsley and the OPD are among the worst offenders when it comes to honoring church.